This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we're having a conversation this morning and we are looking at a recent report by Independent Online highlighting a worrying trend where highly skilled SAPS officers are leaving the police service, with some reportedly being recruited into private security and even criminal networks. The case in point, the shocking revelation of a former member of the South African Police Service's elite special task force, Matipandile Soteni's alleged involvement in organized crime. Now, it doesn't only end there. We even spoke earlier on of some of the examples under which people might find themselves leaving their jobs, you know, making those decisions. This broader pattern of brain drain in the country, nurses leaving, engineers relocating to elsewhere, teachers going to China, all of these things, right? We're talking to an HR executive at the Nigerian International Airport. Boniwe Danstow is joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks. And good morning to your listeners as well.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, from your perspective as an expert, let's look at, you know, what is driving this way of thinking, where you find talent or staff, employees leaving for questionable opportunities. I mean, do you think that's a failure on the employer, the system, or purely an individual choice?
It could be different reasons for different people, but what you have alluded to, sometimes it could be the working conditions. It could be a remuneration that is not competitive with what the market or, you know, the private sector is paying versus the public sector. Again, it also could be on an individual side, people that have bigger aspirations than what is available within a specific sector. So they want to see themselves grow into like senior positions with more autonomy, with more remuneration, and therefore they start looking for opportunities, you know, outside as well. But we know that, you know, leadership also, you know, contributes quite a lot. You know, when people are not well led, you know, when people are not, you know, developed, you know, professionally and continuously, and the working conditions could either be rigid, you know, or be very conservative, and especially when you're looking at the young people, maybe a millennials and so forth, right? Those are some of the things that could lead them to look for opportunities elsewhere.
All right. Boniwe, do we look at this as a natural career progression or a loss that organizations and nations should be concerned about?
It should be concerned about because there is a huge amount of investment that is made into these professions or these sectors, right? Whether you look at police officers, whether you look at teachers, whether you look at nurses, you know, there's different training programs, there's different bursaries, you know, that are given to individuals so that we can actually build a pool and have enough capacity or workforce to be able to drive whatever agenda or priority the countries have. So when you start investing and then your investment doesn't yield a return, what we call like a return on investment, right? It's a bit concerning on all fronts. It's a loss of skill. It means that when the services become poor or they become watered down, it means that the country is at risk or is exposed, you know, in terms of profession, in terms of, you know, skills and capability and so forth. So it's something that should be, you know, a concern to our leaders to say, what is it that we're going to do to retain these people? Because it is important to also note that it's not only, you know, remuneration that drives people. So if it's not remuneration, what are people looking at? How flexible are our offering to our people, right? Mm. Because we should not also put a cost. As much as I know that our economy is not performing well, but there are certain sectors and certain professions where we cannot afford to put a cost to it or strain those departments because then they expose, you know, the country. Then we'll stay in a country where that we don't have protection, we don't have good healthcare system, we don't have a good education. So the question is, how important are these sectors to our country's security?
I think you've touched a little bit on, you know, on the next question that we're going to ask you, but maybe let's put it on the professionals. You know, how can professionals evaluate opportunities that on paper, they really look like they're offering a better pay, but the truth is they really sit in an ethical gray area?
I think it's really starting at looking at one's individual moral compass more than anything. What are your own individual values? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What is it that you're willing to do for money? We know that, like I said, our economy is not the greatest, right? Sometimes when we're thinking about our families, we're thinking about the survival of our kids, of our future generations. But the question is, at what moral cost? But also look at to say, is the opportunity too good to be true? Because it's often said, if it's too good to be true, then it often is. And the question to your potential employer when you are having this engagement is, look at the contract, right? What is it that's contained within the contract that you're uncomfortable with? And also be comfortable and confident enough to ask questions. What would this role entail outside what is contained, you know, in the contract? You know, what are the values within this particular organization? What is it that the organization will never do? You know, how has the organization, you know, compromised itself? Or, you know, what is, you know, the level of professionalism? So you need to look at that at the end of the day, because you would have to live with a conscience of doing, you know, the wrong thing. Yeah. And unfortunately, when you look at what is happening in our country, we start doubting, you know, patriotism, you know, at individual level. We're not going to even put this towards government. At individual level, are we patriotic about our country? Are we passionate about our country? And the professions that we choose, you know, are we choosing them, yes, for our own professional development, but are we also choosing them for, you know, for the betterment of our country? So those are the things that people need to look at. And also look with those companies, you know, the retention, you know, or their attrition in that space. Also understand, you know, what is the public opinion on that particular organization. You know, try to find out if you know people within that particular sector, within that, you know, organization, that you can ask questions, yeah. You know, to say, what is the culture like? What is the leadership like? What is the working hours like, the working environment, so that you're in a better position to make an informed decision. Most of the time, and it's human nature, we make decisions obviously based on remuneration because it's on survival. What am I taking home? How will this change my living conditions, right? But like I said, I'll go back to my other question. Yeah. At what cost? You know, what is your moral compass saying about you and doing things that could be outside your belief system?
Sure. It all boils down to us. Thank you so much for helping us have this reflective conversation, Boniwe. That's HR executive at Langeria International Airport, Boniwe Dunster.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.